Chapter 10. Reaching Out. Helping you to develop. According to the 2020 GitLab report, 24% of over 3,000 people who were interviewed believed they were in a worse position for their career when working at home and not with the rest of the team. They saw fewer chances to progress and develop their careers. If you are part of a team that has some remote workers, or you are working remotely with a team that is in an office, you may feel forgotten. To make people notice you more and to be part of conversations, you need to follow a few easy steps. Take time before your meetings with your manager to list everything you have achieved, the problems you have faced, and where you need extra help. Take an active part in conversations and meetings. If the technology fails in a meeting room, for example, if people cannot hear, it is fine to ask for the problem to be fixed or the meeting room to be changed. If nobody is listening to you or bringing you into conversations as a remote worker, you may want to look for a position in a company that does remote working well. But talk to somebody about the problem first. People in the office probably do not understand your situation, as it does not touch them in the same way. In a fully remote team, you may find that your colleagues have the same problems. For remote workers in co-working centres, there are great chances to network. Onlinemarketing.de shows that in a co-working centre, you might meet people working in the same area. This can be good for your career. But you can also meet people working in different areas whose services you might need one day. Co-working centres have social events and talks by specialists. For example, Full Node in Berlin say their mission is to increase the learning, social and sharing value to their community through workshops, events and meetups. There are also great chances to network online in events like virtual conferences and networking rooms where you can go and introduce yourself. Virtual conferences are good because you do not have to be in the same place to be a part of them, so you do not have to travel. Developing a community. As a remote worker, there are plenty of ways to build or be part of a community of people like you. You could join a co-working space in your area. Connect with specialist groups on social media, based on what they do or where they are. For example, on Facebook and LinkedIn. Go to in-person events in your area, like meetups or conferences that you might find interesting. Explore groups that do things you are interested in. Remote working does not mean you have to be alone all the time. Joining a community will make you feel more connected, and it will also increase your social life. That kind of networking can be positive in developing your career. Your two sides. Home is the safe space where you are with the people you care about. It is the place you return to after a day in the office. It is where you change into comfortable clothes and where you can be yourself. We all have our private side and our work side. Our private side is social, likes the people around us and needs to be liked by them. For the work side, it is more important to be good at what we do and for people to notice and respect us for that. These two sides of us can mix. For example, you can be social and friendly at work. But not much of the work you usually do comes into your home life. This all changes when you work remotely, when you have to bring the working you into the home, where you usually only find the private you. When two people live together and both work from home, you should find ways to switch off and become private people again. Can you both switch off at the same time, or is it confusing? Relationships can become difficult if you share a dining room or kitchen table as your remote office. You may love someone in your private life, but not understand them very well when they are working. If there is enough space, each person should have an area they can call the office. It could be an office in the garden or in the garage or just some corners of rooms in the house. This allows each person to be themselves at work. Then meeting in the kitchen for lunch, they can become private people and be social and loving and enjoy being with each other. This may not work for everyone, and perhaps more flexibility may be needed. For example, you could change the workspaces you create in the home from time to time. This will give you a break or make it fairer if one space is smaller or colder than the other. When you are interrupted. A positive thing about working remotely is that you are not interrupted by meetings or by colleagues talking to you. But other things can interrupt you, like people and pets you live with, or housework. You need to manage this. Housework. Keep your house or flat clean and tidy to create a nice environment to work in. One of the good things about working at home is that you can usually fit some housework into your workday. For example, doing the washing up, putting clothes out to dry, or making lunch. It is okay to do it, but do not let it control your day. Doing some small tasks around the house during the day gets you out of your chair and gives you a break. You could still be thinking about a work problem and suddenly have a creative moment. You could use jobs around the house to time your work. Decide that you are going to complete a task by the time the washing is finished in the machine. This can train you to do deep work and be more productive. With some organisation and practice, fitting housework into your workday will become easier, and you will quickly find out what works best for you. If not, then you might think of hiring some help. Think clean house equals clean mind. People you live with. For most of us who work at home, there will be other people in the house when we are working, even if it is only for part of the time. You can make some rules for how you want people to communicate with you. This could be with messaging apps, so you can reply in your break. Set limits on when they can interrupt you and when they cannot. Sharing your calendar with the family will help with this, but you must also stay flexible and understand that you may be interrupted sometimes. Be polite and explain you want to finish something where possible. If you have just become a parent, do not try to work and look after your children full time. You will not do either very well. You might think that with your workplace at home, you can continue as before, now that you have a baby. Everyone will be happy for you when you show the new baby during one of your video calls. But what will you do when the little one cries during a meeting and you have to leave a call early? Older children should be taught the difference between wanting and needing your attention. You could try using a sign on your door saying when they can interrupt and when they cannot. Take short breaks with the children before they come looking for you. If it stops you from working, maybe think of hiring help during your busiest working hours.